you are, Lillian.
It won't be a minute.
I told Mum we'd be there about noon, and I want everything to run as smoothly as possible.
Oh, it won't be long, Jenny, please.
Well, why on earth are you on the computer on a Sunday afternoon anyway?
I need to check something.
Well, couldn't it have waited?
No. Just give me a minute, could you?
Well, hurry up. I'll see if Adam's finished loading the strawberries.
Thanks. My goodness.
That's the last of the strawberries, Gran.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
I've also put a crate in the garage where it's cool, in case you look like running out.
Oh, that's lovely.
I'll be straight over after the cricket.
Oh, of course. It's your first match as captain.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and against Darrington. Besides, I've got to see a man about a combine before the game starts.
Oh, problems?
No, nothing to worry about. Just life getting in the way of a good plan.
Well, enjoy your match.
Send me us, Mum.
Will do. Have a lovely day.
Will do.
And save me a couple of scones, won't you?
We will.
Oh, you off, darling?
Yes, I'll call in after the game.
That's all right. Oh, good luck.
Thanks.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Jennifer. Lillian.
Hi, Mum.
Right. Let's make a start, then, shall we? Has Ian brought scones yet?
He rang to say he's on his way. He's dropping them in before work.
Oh. Lillian, could you get on with strawberries, please? Lillian?
What?
Wash and cover strawberries and I'll whisk the cream. Oh, have you got a bigger bowl than this?
Yes, somewhere.
Oh, great, thanks. Did Adam bring Jack's present?
Yes, it's under the stairs.
Well, I can't wait to see Jack's face when he opens it. He looks just like poor old Captain.
Now, let's see. Tony and Tom have set up the chairs and tables in the garden. Mm-hmm. And Pat, Helen and Brenda will be here soon to help with the teas.
Ah, right. You have got everything under control, hasn't she, Lillian?
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave anything to chance.
Well, quite right.
Especially not this year.
No.
Well, can I leave you girls to get on? I'd like to check on Jack.
Oh, how is he today?
Very cheerful.
Oh, good.
Although he put his suit on over his pyjamas.
Oh.
So Barney's just helping him into his new shirt.
Righto, Mum. She obviously got up very early to make a start on things.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a very tiring day for her. You're being very quiet, Lillian. You all right?
Not really, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, don't worry about me, Janet. Not today. We can talk later.
Apparently, they had the hots for each other and did a disappearing act.
What, your students?
Yeah. They've gone to Italy, would you believe?
We'll have to take a couple of fruit picking for a few days, then, till you finish combining.
No way. Anyway, we're really stretched just now. Got a big supermarket order.
Oh, typical.
Oh, and you haven't heard the best of it, David.
Yeah, go on.
Jeff rang first thing. He's put his back out.
Oh, you're joking.
I wish. He won't be able to drive the combine or anything else. For this week, anyway.
Oh, I see.
So that leaves me driving on top of everything else. And Brian's away until Wednesday.
Yeah, so what about Brookfield?
Not this week, I'm afraid.
Adam, hang on, the barley's ready for cutting now.
Yeah, and I'll be there as soon as I can.
That's not good enough.
It's the best I can do. I'm sorry.
But...
Right, can I have everyone's attention, please?
Happy birthday, Jack. Ah. I got you a card.
Oh, that's kind of you, Susan. Isn't it, Jack?
Oh, yes.
90 not out, isn't that what they say?
Yes.
Would you like to open your card, Jack?
Oh. Is that me?
It's a painting of a man with his dog. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's lovely.
I'll stand it with the others on the table. There we are.
Mmm, these strawberry scones are delicious, Peggy.
Oh, good.
Neil's coming later to wish you happy birthday.
That's nice.
You remember Neil, don't you?
Very nice.
He was just on the phone with this organic pig guy from North Gloucestershire. Already come with me.
Oh, don't worry, Susan. Business must come first, especially these days.
Business first. That's what I'll tell them at the Echo.
Although that was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
Was it?
Hello, Susan.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hurry. Ben, Rory's got something for you, Jack.
Has he?
Mm-hmm. Come on, Uncle Jack. Come and see what Rory's bought for your birthday. Birdseed.
Rory thought you and he could fill the feeders.
What a good idea, Jack.
Should we do it now?
Yes, let's.
Yes. Is that Brucey, Hazel's friend?
It's Ben, dear. David's son.
Oh.
Lead on, Ben. Now climb the step, Jack.
He's in good spirits.
Yes, he's doing very well.
Everyone's very fond of him, you know.
Oh, I'm so glad that so many people have popped in to wish him well. Mum will be so pleased.
Does he realise it's his birthday, do you think?
He doesn't. No.
Oh. I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, your mum's really got her work cut out, hasn't she?
That's it, Jack. Not too much.
Save some for the others, Uncle Jack.
For the tweets.
For the tweets? That's a great name for the birds, Uncle Jack. It sounds like twits.
Twits.
Twits. Oh, you are a pair of silly billies.
Hello, what's going on here?
Uncle Jack's so funny. I'm going to tell Rory what he said.
Bye.
We were just wondering when would be a good time to bring over the bronze.
We'll save it until later. There's plenty of time.
Yeah, all right.
Enjoying the party, Jack?
Oh, yes.
You look a bit tired, Mum. Is everything all right?
Yes, thank you, Lillian. Everything's fine.
I am parched.
Hey, Chris Carter's doing a great job.
Yeah, he's really stepped up.
Yeah, and Jim is singing your praises to anyone who'll listen.
Is he? Poor old Alistair.
Yeah. Well, he thinks your captaining is very slick.
Oh, nice to be appreciated. Well, I'll go and help myself to those ham sandwiches before they all go.
Yeah, just before you do, Adam.
Oh, if it's about the combining...
This weather won't hold forever.
Yeah, but...
Surely you can take a couple of the students off the picking without it impacting too much. You know, someone who could drive a tractor and trailer.
Look, I've checked the farm insurance. We wouldn't be covered.
Oh,
and
no.
Anyway, with Jeff off, it'd mean me driving the combine all week. It's just not doable. Not with everything else I have on my...
Must be some way...
Look, I'm ringing the college first thing in the morning. I should be able to get a couple of replacements for Lex and Kelly sometime next week.
Next week?
Sorry, David. For now, that's all I can do.
Oh, well, I'd best be off. I'll have a starving wicket-keeper to feed. Thanks for a lovely party, Peggy.
Thank you for coming, Susan. And thank Neil, too.
Oh, sorry he got caught up for a bit with the cricket.
Oh, don't worry.
Bye, Jack.
Susan's going home now, Jack.
Do you live in Sturchley?
She lives here, in Ambridge, like us.
Oh, I live in Sturchley.
Yes, you used to.
The cricket must be over. Adam's here, Mum.
I'll say bye-bye. Do you know what Lillian did with my jacket, Jennifer?
Oh, I'll get it for you.
Bye.
Bye, Susan.
Neil.
Bye, Susan.
Can you manage, Adam?
Good grief. It weighs a ton. Jack, happy birthday.
Hi, Grant.
Hello, dear.
How's it gone?
Very well indeed.
Excellent. Same here.
You won.
We did. How are you, Jack? Had a good time?
Oh, yes. Haven't I, Peggy?
A whale of a time.
Hello, Archie, Peggy.
Hello, David.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Is it my birthday?
It is, all day.
And we've got you a present, Jack. Would you like to open it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, look, Jack.
What do you say to that?
Oh, very nice.
It's a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, Jack.
Is it?
It's a Staffy, Jack.
It's very nice.
Just like Captain.
Captain?
Do you like it, Jack?
Yes. Who's Captain?
Captain was your little dog.
A very valiant little chap he was, too.
You remember?
Yes. Peggy?
Yes, Jack?
May I have this dance?
Yes, Jack, you may.
Good on you, Jack. Well done.
Is everything all right?
No, I'm fine. I'm just going to get a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all right, honestly. Thanks. Could you have a box and tissue paper for these bowls, Mum?
Put them in the cupboard for now. I'll sort them all out tomorrow.
Right. How's Jack?
He's fine. Tired. Barney's helping him into bed.
Why don't you go into the sitting room and put your feet up?
Well, there's so much to do.
Lillian and I will do it. Go on, Mum. Get your magazine and I'll put the kettle on and bring you a cup of tea.
Yes, all right. Perhaps I will. Thank you.
I think this is the last of it.
Right, well, can you get a tea towel and start drying? Mum looked done in.
I thought so too.
Even with Barney, I don't know how much longer she can keep this up. And how are you?
Oh, I'll live.
Were you crying earlier, Lillian?
Gone through the whole range today, from feeling sorry for myself to worry to absolute fury.
Why? What's happened?
This morning, when you saw me on the computer, I was checking our joint account, mine and Matt's.
What's he done now?
It was empty.
Empty?
Cleared completely. Not only has he taken out his allowance, but my share of the money to cover the direct debits too.
Oh, Lord.
First, I found out he's selling the Petrus, and now this. I mean, what's going on?
Oh, dear.
Do you know something I don't?
No. Well, it's just the other week when Brian went round, we thought he might be selling some paintings, too.
Paintings?
Well, we weren't sure, and I didn't say anything in case we were wrong.
Well, what does he suddenly need all this money for? Without even letting me know, much less asking me.
I've no idea.
How's he planning?
I can't imagine.
No. Nor me. There's nothing for it. I'll just have to go round there and ask him then, won't I? Face to face.
Now, you line the pages up like this, see, Thebes? And when you got them straight, just push the old punch down once.
Oh, I can do that easy.
OK. It might take a while. Got quite a few to punch for a banner that length. It's 34, I counted.
No, it's more.
Oh, I don't think so.
It is.
Welcome home, Grandad and Grandma Vicky.
What about pages for the spaces between the words?
Oh.
You dunce, Roy Tucker.
Go!
It's a good thing you're not relying on your dad to make it for you, isn't it, Phoebs?
You off to Lower Loxley?
Yeah. I've settled Abby back down. Right. I've got everything. I think so. I'll be back for lunch, but if anything happens and you have to go off to Grey Gables, Jennifer said she'll have them both till I can pick them up.
Oh, hear that, Phoebs? You might have to finish this off at home farm.
I'll let Rory colour some if he's good. We can play at schools.
OK. Right, see you later. I'm shattered before I start.
Hi, Ruth.
Morning, Adam. Can I have a quick word?
It's about the combining, I presume.
Yeah, it is. Look, the forecast isn't great. It looks like the weather might break towards the end of the week. We really need to get cracking on it.
Yeah, agreed.
I've been giving it some thought and I've come up with an idea.
Hang on. Sorry, I'm just shifting some grain to the dryer.
Okay.
I've almost finished. Can I call you back in a few minutes?
Lillian.
What the hell have you been up to, Matt? Emptying our joint account and not even letting me know. It's outrageous.
Yeah, you better come in. We need to discuss this.
Yes, I think we do.
Go on there. Go on. Adam, hey.
Hi, Ruth. Sorry about the time. I got involved with a couple of things.
That's okay. Thanks for getting back to me.
So, what's your plan?
Right, I've had a word with Eddie about doing a couple of extra milkings this week. So that'll free me and David up to work on the harvest. If you can just bring the combine over.
But that doesn't get over the major problem, which is Jeff being off sick. You know, as I explained to David, I just can't drive the combine all week.
I understand, but David says he'd be willing to do it.
But I know you're anxious to get the crop in, but I can't have that.
Well, why not? He's driven a combine before.
Yeah, but how long ago? He hasn't done it for years. And he's never driven one as big as ours, has he?
No, but he's...
I'm sorry, Ruth, but the last thing I need is some slip-up and I end up with a damaged machine. We'd all be sunk then.
Oh, but there's got to be some way around this.
I do understand, believe me. Look, leave it with me. If I can find a way, I will.
So, you're selling some paintings?
Brian, I suppose. I'm not doing a runner, if that's what you're thinking.
I've no idea what to think.
I needed the money fast to part finance a business deal.
What?
Yeah, and you needn't worry. It'll be back in the account in a few weeks and there'll be profit.
You're involved in a business deal. What business deal?
I put some feelers out. An old mate of mine got in touch, Terry Green. He's got a cool little number going, importing kids' shoes from India and selling them on up north. Asked me if I wanted in and I jumped at it.
Why didn't you ask me?
It's a simple deal and it's all cash in hand. No paper trail, nothing to prove. I'm involved. Nothing for the SFO to get their sticky little hands on.
But, Matt, that's not legal.
Oh, it's a great opportunity, Lillian, and it just fell into me lap. What was I going to do? Turn the man down and carry on sitting here, twiddling me thumbs?
Well, better that than a longer stretch in prison, I should have thought.
Oh, is it?
Please, Matt. Look, if there's no proof you're giving this Terry all this money, then what if he doesn't keep his word?
He will.
But he needn't. If he cheats on you, there'll be no comeback. You could lose our entire investment, and then what?
That's not going to happen. I trust the guy. I know Terry from way back.
It's too risky.
It's exciting, Lillian. It feels like it did years ago when I first started up in business. It's taken years off me, getting back in at this level.
Goodness sake, turn that damned oven timer off. It's getting on my nerves.
Mummy's back.
Yep. Right, well, you go and wash your hands for dinner, Phoebes, and see you tomorrow, eh?
Okay, bye, Dad.
Mm, Daddy's off to work now, Abby.
Hi, Roy. Everything all right?
Yeah.
Hello, Mummy's little girl. Have you been a good girl for your daddy?
Oh,
What?
Before I go, Brenda nipped over earlier.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she brought a ticket for a graduation due.
Oh, smashing. I bet she's really looking forward to that.
You know there is only one, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, one for me. I mean, obviously she's given one to Dad and the other one to Tom.
It's okay. She told me all the students only get 3 tickets each. Oh,
and you don't mind?
Of course not. I know she'd have invited me if she could have.
And Vicky will feel the same, do you reckon?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it'll occur to her to go.
No?
You do?
Hmm.
Oh. But I'm sure she'll understand once it's explained. Won't she?
Sorry about that. I was going to finish off the rest of last night's pizza.
Well, that's not much of a lunch. Are you eating properly?
Not since. It's just refueling, really.
You need to look after yourself.
Yeah, it's not at the top of my list of priorities.
But you love good food.
Yeah, when it's put in front of me.
But I'm sure there are things in the freezer.
Right, fine.
I'll have a look and get something out for you.
No, don't bother. It's easier to order a takeaway.
What about your washing? Are you managing?
Yeah, I'm managing, so you don't need to worry about me.
I do.
Well, don't. I managed before I met you. And this business venture with Terry, I'll soon be standing on my own 2 feet again.
Matt, at least do it legitimately. Report everything.
Oh, come on. This one's a few quid here and there. Nothing to get your knickers in a twist about. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like it from where I'm standing.
You don't know anything about it.
No, not specifically.
And you should keep your nose out of things you know nothing about.
Well, I know that what you're doing is stupid and naive.
Oh, is it?
Look, I understand that you want to get back into business.
Oh, you don't understand anything about me.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You'll never understand what it feels like to have everything you ever worked for completely stripped away.
But what about all this? I mean, all this around you. You haven't lost everything.
I'm not talking about the house. It's... well, it's like you're naked.
Go on.
Oh, this is daft. Look, it's... It's like you're no one, nothing. You don't count. Just bounce from pillar to post like a pinball. You drop into this hole, then that, until one day you find, I don't know, the right hole for you, and you feel like, well, like you've come home, you know? And then with a flick of somebody's, anybody's wrist, you're right back at the starting point again.
Oh, Tiger.
See, I told you it was complicated.
All I'm asking you to do is just sit it out for the moment.
No!
And don't take these stupid risks.
No!
But why can't you just wait? Start up again when this is all over.
I can't do that, Lillian.
But why not?
That's it. You're asking me to be somebody I'm not.
No! All I'm asking for is patience.
Yeah, that's not me.
Well, make it you.
I am not going to change who I am. You're always trying to make me into somebody I'm not. Well, I'm not having you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know nothing at all about my business, yet here you go again, interfering.
I do not interfere.
Oh, you interfere, all right. Pushing me, trying to mould me into some bloke you really want. See, you drive me to go against my own instincts.
When have I ever done that?
Oh, yeah. And what happens when I do go against my own better judgment? It's a disaster, yeah?
I don't see the point of raking over old coals. Matt... Now, listen to me, please. It's all right. I've made mistakes. But anything I've ever done has been with the best of intentions. I always wanted the best for you, and I want the best for you now. If you get found out in what you're doing, you might end up in prison for even longer than...
Yeah, longer than what?
Longer than you will already.
See, you don't know how long I'm going down for... Or even if I am going down, we don't know.
Tiger, please don't do this
you
to us.
You don't trust me, do you? My one mistake was trusting Chalky. It was a risk I took, and it turned around and bit me on the backside. Mea culpa.
But can't you see there's no need to take more risks? The money doesn't matter.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I've got money.
Yeah, and all you and your smug sister had to do to get it was to marry into it. Brian Aldridge, thinking he's so superior.
Well, I don't see what Brian's got to do with this.
I'm talking about starting off from nothing and getting right to the top. I worked my backside off to do it. I've done it once, I can do it again, but I would never have got there without taking risks, Lillian. It's what I do, what I'm good at, and I'm going to carry on doing what I do best until I've got it all back again, OK? I mean, everything.
But you don't have to. That's what I'm saying, if you just listen. We can be happy without it.
How? How on earth would that work?
We'd have each other.
Oh, you still don't get it.
Everything has to be on your terms, doesn't it? What about me? What about what I want?
You want me to be somebody I'm not.
You're just like an adrenaline junkie, aren't you? You don't care about what really matters. You're addicted to the gamble, the risk, the bet. That's all you really care about, isn't it, huh?
If that's what you think, there's nothing more I can say, is there?
Oh, well. If you're intent on this, you can do it on your own.
If that's what you want.
I'm not getting involved in anything illegal. And you can do it without my money, too. I'm going to close our joint account.
You're cool.
Right. Well. Goodbye, Matt.
Look after yourself.
This was a great idea, Linda.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
Vast improvement on lying in bed, staring at the ceiling.
Oh, yes, and waiting for the clock to say when it's time to get up. Yes, I know.
Can't remember the last time I actually listened to the dawn chorus. Beautiful. Mm.
And don't say a vast improvement on one's husband's snoring.
Oh, you know, I really envy Nigel's facility for sleep. He climbs into bed and he's out like a light as soon as his head touches the pillow, no matter what's on his mind.
Oh, Robert's just the same. Perhaps it's a man thing. Perhaps it's a woman's place to do the worrying.
Well, I haven't any worries as such. Just the usual. That's the stupid thing about it. I don't know what's causing the sleepless nights.
Sometimes it does the trick to break the pattern of daily life by doing something different.
And walking up Lakey Hill at dawn is certainly that. Didn't really expect a reply when I emailed you so early.
Oh, very glad you did, though.
Me too.
And I have another suggestion for you, for after our little jaunt.
Oh?
I wondered if you'd like to come back with me to Ambridge Hall and sample what Robert calls a Snell special breakfast before you go home and get the children up.
Alan!
Hi, Jazzy.
You nearly gave me a heart attack there.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing up, anyway? I thought it was only 6:30 in the day for musicians and barmaids.
Did you fancy a cup of tea?
Nah, better no.
Oh, okay.
Cheers for asking, but I've got to be at Bridge Farm for 8:30.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know what Tom's like.
Yes, no problem.
You had any replies to the adverts for the guitarist yet?
Yeah, a few.
And they looking likely?
They've been a couple of time wasters. One lad who'd only had 6 lessons.
You're joking.
And this other bloke who said he'd been compared to Chris Shiflett.
Oh, any good?
No, I could tell as soon as he insisted on auditioning over the phone.
No way.
I mean, there have been a couple of decent players, but no one's really gelled yet, you know?
Oh, well, it's early days yet. When did you start putting up the posters? Last week?
Yeah.
There you are, then. Keep that sweet chin of yours up, Hannah.
I don't know.
What? You're not telling me you're losing heart.
It's not as easy as you think, Jazzo.
I never said it was, but...
I mean, it's not just about the level of skill, you know, or even about the styles of music.
I know.
They've got to be on the same wavelength. There's got to be a vibe between you. Oh, it's hard to explain.
Whatever, but what I'm saying is, don't be so down about it.
If we were based in a big city, we'd stand more of a chance. But out here...
You've got to keep looking, though, eh? I mean, what else are you going to do?
What a fabulous view.
Isn't it?
Right over to the Hassett Hills.
I should
do this more often. Oh, come on, let's get that breakfast.
How's Coriander doing?
Oh, positively blooming.
Most women do in the middle 3 months.
Robert and I drove down to see her on Saturday. We were between guests for a day, you see. She's got quite a nice little bump now.
And can you feel the baby moving?
Oh, yes. I don't mind admitting I was a little reluctant at first, but it's a lovely sensation. A new little life readying to enter the world.
Oh, I'm so glad everything's going well.
Well, she's just had a twinge or two of backache, but nothing serious.
Oh, I had that for a little while. I think it was Freddie lying on the sciatic nerve.
Oof, that sounds painful.
The way to deal with it is to get on your hands and knees and do a kind of cat stretch, arching your back and then releasing it. Tell her to do that a few times. It really helps.
Oh, well, that's very useful. Thank you, I shall.
And how are you getting on with the llama wool blanket?
Oh, quite a way to go yet.
Oh?
I'm hoping it'll be ready in time. It's only for the cot, but knitting's a terribly slow process, isn't it?
Well, to be fair, you have been busy.
Exactly. Not with the fate and the B&B and work. I've only done about 6 inches.
Oh, dear.
Robert said if it's not ready in time, I can always stitch it up the side and use it as a hot water bottle cover. Sometimes I can't tell whether or not he's joking.
Well, I think that would be a lovely idea. Could buy a little teddy motif from a craft shop and stitch it on the side.
Oh, yes, so I could. Well, thank you again.
It's very useful for a pushchair if it's going to be a winter baby.
Yes. I can't wait to push him or her out.
Well, you can go to the playground and sit in the memorial garden with the other grandmothers.
Yes. Although, it's not a very relaxing place to be at the moment.
Isn't it?
No, I'm afraid not. Didn't you notice it on the way up here?
No.
Oh, the beds are terribly overgrown. It's quite a while since I rounded up the PC and we got to grips with the graffiti on Susan Grundy's bench. It shouldn't be left to poor Joe. He can't do it all on his own. Something really ought to be done.
Chazza.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I haven't seen you for ages.
Oh, I've been around.
Oh, I expect you've been busy.
Aye.
Me too. Do anything good at the weekend?
The usual.
Is everything okay?
Aye.
Only you seem a bit quiet.
Can't you get a word in edgeways?
That's me. I do prattle on a bit sometimes, especially when I'm nervous. Not that I'm nervous with you or anything. But you do seem a bit down.
Me? Nah. Just a wee bit disappointed.
Why? What's happened?
Well, if the lies split up, that'll be the end of me as a roadie. We had a laugh. Great crack.
Well, what's happened?
Fallon's finding it hard to get a new lead guitarist.
Oh, sorry.
I can't just take anybody, you see. I go to jail.
Oh. Well, if you've got nothing better to do, why don't we go out for a drink tonight?
Passed, thanks.
Just as friends, it sounds like you could do with cheering up.
Nah, a good session's what I need. I think I'll phone some of the lads, get it in the lash.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, darling.
No, that's okay, I understand. But if you change your mind, you've got my number.
My compliments to the chef.
Oh, good. Robert will be pleased.
And this is his own homemade bread.
Oh, yes.
Gosh, I'm impressed.
I'm sure he'll give you the recipe.
If Nigel ever gets it into his head to start a Lower Loxley bakery, I'll be sure to ask. Where is Robert, by the way?
Mending a leaky tap in the guest bathroom.
Oh.
And the least said about that little episode, the better. And up until then, we'd had such a superior class of guest, by and large.
Well, moving swiftly on, as Nigel would say.
Indeed. How's Hayley getting on these days at Lower Loxley? Roy seems very frazzled.
Yes, well, it's not easy for them. Not now, with school holidays. Juggling work and the children.
Their childcare arrangements do seem a bit, well, flimsy. More coffee?
Lovely, thanks. It's good to be flexible. Jennifer's doing her stint with Phoebe, and Brenda sometimes has Abby. Children do adapt.
Yes, I suppose so.
As long as they're with people who love and care for them.
Oh, yes, that's of vital importance.
Although, it's better to have something a bit more formal, organised long-term.
Do help yourself to milk and sugar.
Thank you.
Has Brenda found full-time employment yet?
She mustn't have.
Oh, dear. Such difficult times to come out of university. I don't envy young people nowadays.
Well, she's helping Bridge Farm with some marketing to keep a hand in, I think, Hayley said.
Oh, good. Mike must be very proud of her.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Such a pity she won't have her mother to see her graduate.
Must be hard.
Yes, it's at special times like that, isn't it? But I'm happy for Mike. To some it may have seemed a little rash getting married so quickly, but when one reaches a certain age, it doesn't do to stand around on the sidelines.
I'm sure you're right.
Yeah, we have to grab the ball with both hands and run for goal, as it were.
Vicky seems like a nice woman. She's very friendly.
Oh, yes, she's very bubbly, isn't she? Mm. I think she'll be a great asset to village life. Is it tomorrow they're back?
I suppose it must be. It was last Wednesday they got married.
Right. Well, I'll give them a few days to settle in, and then I'll pop round and invite her for coffee. I can fill her in on all the activities and events. I'm sure I can interest her in becoming a vital and useful member of our little community.
Well, if you can't, Linda, then no one can.
That's very kind of you.
I hope everything works out well for them.
You sound a little doubtful, if I may say.
No, not doubtful. I just thought I sensed a slight reserve on Brenda's part.
Ah.
It can't be easy having another woman take your mother's place.
Very possibly. It's never easy, the stepmother-stepdaughter relationship, on either side.
Oh, Linda, sorry, I didn't mean to imply...
Oh, no, of course you didn't. But if there's one area in life in which I have a wealth of experience, it's that one.
Yes, I'm sure.
And in which I'm more than highly qualified to give advice.
Yes.
So once Vicky and I have established a level of confidence and friendship, I shall be only too happy to give her the full benefit.
Have you had this before?
What?
This shower gel. It's gorgeous.
No.
It smells fantastic and it lasts for ages too.
Oh, good.
Though I left a bit of a mess in the shower after I used it yesterday. That's another week's worth of washing up.
Oh, I don't get you.
You know, to say sorry to Helen. A penance.
Oh.
Worth it though. I felt like Cleopatra or somebody using that.
Right, well, I'll give it a try.
And chocolates and a DVD.
What's the matter?
Nothing. It just looks like my shopping list when I'm feeling fed up. Are you?
I am a bit, yeah.
What's happened? Is it the band thing? Jazza mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, well, that's part of it.
At least you've got something to fall back on. It must be a great job working in a bar. That's 3091, please.
It's okay. It's not a career, is it?
Thanks. I suppose not. Not like being in a famous band.
In any case, I can hardly go on being a part-time barmaid for the rest of my life.
I suppose at your age you start looking to the future.
Yeah, my age, I need to. If I can't have a career in music, then I need to make some decisions.
Of course. Thank you.
Thanks.
Geese 10 fags, Hannah.
Hey!
All right.
I'm being served here.
Sorry. Somebody's have to work for a living.
See you.
What did I say?
Hi, Jazz, are you usual?
Fallon.
Yeah?
What did I say?
Nothing.
I think she needs cheering up.
What's the matter?
Don't worry about it.
That's £3.15, please.
There you go. I'm sorry, Fallon.
I'll let you off.
It's the band, innit? Why don't me and you go out tonight? Are you working?
No, but I was planning to have an early night.
Ah, sack that. Let me take you out for something to eat and drink, yeah?
I don't know if I feel like it.
Go on, no point moping.
I thought you said you're having a night out with the lads.
I can do that any time. I mean, Fallon's much more important. Better company.
Yeah, of course she is.
He's a real charmer, isn't he?
Yeah.
Go on, eh?
Oh, all right then.
Great. And I'll put my glad rags on. We'll go somewhere a bit posh. And I'm paying. I'll text you later, okay?
Wow, okay, yeah, great. Bye, Annette.
Bye. Have a great time, both of you.
You haven't seen Brian, have you, Lillian?
Brian? He's around somewhere.
Lillian? What's the matter?
Is it Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, come here. Have you had lunch?
I'm not hungry.
Why don't you let me make you this cup of tea, eh? While you go and get dressed.
No, it's all right, thanks. I'm going to go back to bed. I've got a terrible headache.
Well, is there anything else I can do? Anything I can get you?
No, I'll be fine, don't worry. You get back to work.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, how's it going?
I'm still bailing. Got another 2 hours at least. I'm knackered, mate. You?
Well, tell me about it. Me and Ailey are ships in the night at the moment. When we're working, the kids and me shifts, I think she's going to forget what I look like.
Yeah. What about Nets tonight?
Working. You?
I'll have to see how it goes. What?
What, a risk Adam's wrath? They say the brave or very, very dumb, mate.
Yeah, good point. Nets it is, then. So, what can I do for you?
Oh, Dad just rang. Ian Vicky will be home late afternoon, ETA 5-ish.
Okay.
Will you be able to come round?
Yeah, no problem. I'm not milking this afternoon, so...
Oh, no, that's great. Phoebe can't wait to show everybody this flipping welcome home banner she's been covering all week.
Your dad will be well chuffed.
Yeah, of course.
We'll be there, so I'll see you later.
Hang on, mate. Just before you ring off, how is Brenda?
She's getting there.
Yeah?
She's trying to move on and be positive, but it's not easy for her.
Yeah, I know.
She just needs time. She's doing her best.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, can you help me unload, please?
No problem. How did it go?
Well, business was steady, but I've almost sold out.
I've been looking for Brian. Wasn't he supposed to be back by lunch?
Yeah, but I think he had a working lunch.
That's why his mobile was off then.
Was it urgent?
Fairly. I have a favour to ask of you too, Mum.
Oh, Adam, I was looking forward to a cup of tea and putting my feet up for half an hour.
I want to get on with the Brookfield barley, if Brian could do a spell on the combine.
Oh, well, I'm sure he will.
I'll need you as outrider when we take it over there tonight.
Of course, darling. But I do need my cup of tea first.
Oh, take one up to Lillian, would you?
Oh, why? What's the matter?
She's gone to bed. She doesn't look at all well.
Oh, dear.
She could really do with some TLC.
And Jazza turned up looking like a warmed-up corpse. Had a late one with Fallon, apparently. At least he didn't pull a sickie, I suppose. Though he might as well have, for all the use he was. Until he'd had the bacon sarnie and pint of coffee Mum made him.
Yeah.
And then, to top it off, I was just parking up outside home when Annette spotted me and ran up faster than Usain Bolt.
Who?
Bolt, Jamaican sprinter.
Oh, right.
I wish she'd stop expecting me to act like some go-between between her and Jazza, though. She should get over him and move on. He's treating her like a real doormat and she's letting him. It's painful to watch.
Tom, can you please stop going on about Jazza and his love life? I really couldn't care less.
I'm just having a moan. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just a bit... With you being late, I was starting to think you might not make it and I'd have to go on my own.
Hey, come on, I'd never let you down.
No, I know. I just want to get on with it.
I know.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Lillian? Are you awake?
Yeah. It's all right, Jenny. Come in.
I brought you a cup of tea.
Thanks.
Oh, what's the matter, sweetie?
Headache.
Oh, you take some painkillers. How did you get on at the bank yesterday?
Okay.
Have you sorted things out with them?
Of course I have, Jenny. I just can't finance them any longer.
No. Was it really so awful between you and Matt when you saw him? Oh, Lillian.
Oh, I don't understand, Jenny. I don't.
What? What is it?
How have we come to this?
Oh, come on, come on. Let's prop you up. Come on.
It's as though we're on opposite sides of a ravine and there's no bridge.
Why, what on earth did he say?
Oh, please don't tell anyone about this.
No, of course not.
Not even Brian.
No, not if you don't want me to.
I was fuming on Monday.
Oh, I know you were. Matt had taken your money without consulting
you. Oh, it was more than that. He used it to finance a deal he'd set up with an old friend.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And it's all cash in hand and nothing on paper. Jenny, it doesn't sound legitimate to me.
Oh, dear.
I tried to explain to him how worried I was, but he just wouldn't listen.
Well, Lillian, that's just Matt, isn't it?
I tried to tell him how frightened I was about it all going wrong.
And what did he say?
He just insisted it wouldn't. But it's all cash-based. There are no receipts or invoices, no paperwork of any kind. He could lose the money.
And he just shrugged that off, I suppose.
I thought as soon as he understood how scared I was, he'd change his mind.
Well, knowing how stubborn Matt is, I
don't...
No.
It's not just Matt being stubborn. It was like talking to a stranger. I couldn't make him see what I meant.
Oh, how awful for you.
So that we were speaking two different languages.
Yes. I know how that feels.
But it wasn't about the business deal itself. Before I went, even though I was angry, I wanted to forgive him. I didn't know what he'd done with the money, but I didn't care about it deep down. I thought... Oh, it sounds so stupid now.
Well, what did you think, Lillian?
I thought, whatever the explanation, we'd talk about it, you know. Have a row about it even, but that we could sort things out. But the more he talked, the more it became all about him, his life and his ambition, and then... He was really cruel.
Oh, how?
He more or less accused me of being the cause of everything that's gone wrong in his life.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
I love him. How could he say that?
I don't know. Well, perhaps he's just lashing out.
But why would he deliberately want to hurt me like that? Oh, he just doesn't care. Not like I do. It's the cut and thrust of business that does it for him. Not us. Not our relationship. That only comes a poor second in his world.
Perhaps if you just let him get on with things, he'll soon realise what he's missing and how much he misses you. And sometimes it's better just to stand back and let things take their course. And then maybe he'll come to his senses himself and come back to you.
No. I think it's gone too far for that, Jenny. I think it's over.
When's Grandad going to get here?
They'll be here any minute.
I'm dying to see him and Grandma Vicky. Are you, Auntie Brenda?
Yeah.
Isn't Hayley coming down, Roy?
She'll try, but Abby's really grizzly at the moment. She's teething.
She's putting
her to bed.
What's up, Phoebes?
Look, the banner.
Oh, I'll fix it back up again, don't worry.
Dad, get the ice in the bucket ready.
Yes, boss.
Auntie Brenda, get the champagne.
Okay.
Well, you'll be taking over from your dad at Grey Gables next, Phoebe. There we go. Is that straight?
Yeah, it looks fine, Tom.
Don't look out the window, they might see you.
There we go. Will that do you, modern?
Oh, it's them. Let me see.
Yeah, it's them.
Yeah, I'm sure we've got everything ready.
Shh, everybody.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Here we are.
Oh, home sweet home.
Yeah.
I'll help you get the luggage.
Oh, no, you don't.
Mike.
Come here, Mrs. Tucker.
Mike.
We can come out and get the luggage after. I am going to carry you over the threshold of our new home.
Careful. Don't hurt your back.
Oh, what? You're as light as a feather. Look, can you open up?
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Shh, 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 shh. Quiet, everybody.
Surprise!
Welcome home! What a smashing surprise!
Grandad!
Oh, here she is, my little Phoebes!
Oh, welcome home, the both of you.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you, everyone. I'm really touched. What a lovely thing to do.
Oh, my two favourite girls in all the world.
Thanks. Grandad, have you seen the banner?
Oh, yay. Now then. Ain't that smashing, eh? Welcome home, Grandad and Grandma Vicky.
Oh, Grandma Vicky, that does have a ring to it, doesn't it?
Come on then, Roy. What are you waiting for?
Oh, yeah, hang on.
It's real champagne, you know.
Oh, is it, Phoebe? How thoughtful.
Get a glass, Phoebe. You can have lemon pain.
And here you are, Dad.
Oh, yes.
And Vicky.
Oh, thank you, Roy.
Tom.
Ah, cheers.
Brenda, here you go.
Oh, thanks.
Right, now, can we all raise our glasses to the newlyweds and wish them many years of happiness here at Willow Cottage, eh? To Dad and Vicky. Dad and Vicky.
Well, look, thanks, everyone.
No, I'd like to say a few words, if I may.
Yeah, you go on, love.
I'd just like to say that this is a lovely, warm homecoming. Totally unexpected. Oh. And I can see you've gone to a lot of trouble for us. I feel very special to be welcomed into the family, my new family in this way, and I'm so looking forward to settling into this lovely cottage and my new life. I don't know what else to say.
Well, that's great. Well, why don't we just drink...
Thank you! And I know Mike and I are going to be very happy.
Hi, Annette.
Oh, hi, Helen. What are you doing home?
I just popped back for my phone charger. Well, I'm not at the shop or in the farm. I'm either on the phone to one or the other.
Oh, right. Have you time for a coffee?
I wish.
Anything I can do?
Just make sure you wash your lunch things up. I don't really want to have to come home and start again here.
Oh, don't worry.
Thanks.
I could start some supper later.
Oh, gosh. I can't think further than this afternoon.
Okay, no problem.
And I'm not sure what time I'll be back yet. It all depends on what Tom's doing after sausage making. I might have to do a stint in the pack house.
Oh, just let me know.
Okay.
Oh, ooh, damn!
Oh, here, kitchen roll.
Oh!
Quick, before it drips on the floor. Let Let me help.
Oh, sorry.
Don't you know the old saying, a watched inbox never fills?
No, I don't think I've heard that one.
I'm just teasing you.
Oh, I get it.
Seriously, though, you've been checking your phone every 2 minutes for days now.
Not that often.
Almost.
Well, maybe.
If it's Jazza you're waiting for, it's not going to happen, you know.
It's just that he's been busy this week.
Or maybe he's found someone else to hang out with?
Oh, if you mean Fallon, I know about that.
Mm-hmm.
She was really fed up the other day and he was just being nice to her, taking her out. That's what he's like.
Well, just don't wait around too long for him. You deserve better.
Mike!
Vicky?
Can I come in? I've got my hairnet on.
Of course, yeah, I'm just cleaning down. What are you doing over here?
Oh, you might like these.
Hey, what's this? Oh, just the job.
And there's a flapjack in there somewhere.
Oh, that'll hit the spot all right.
I thought so.
Though if Ed or Jazza catch me, they won't half take the mickey.
I'll take the notice.
Oh, I could get used to this.
Good, because I'm going to keep on spoiling it.
Yeah.
So, how's your day been?
Oh, the usual, which is good. What about you? What have you been up to? Hope you haven't been too bored.
Bored?
Well, now you've gone part-time.
Oh, not me. I'm not the sort.
Oh, that's good.
I made quite an early start. I was up by 6:30.
Did I wake you when I got up for the milk round?
Oh, no. I was woken up by the noise of a big machine working one of the fields. Gosh, sounds do carry here, don't they?
Yeah, it could have been David Archer shifting straw bales. A bit early for him to have started on the combine.
Right. So I thought, well, there's no use in lying awake. Might as well make use of the time. So I washed all our holiday clothes and hung them on the line. I love the smell of freshly washed clothes.
You have been busy then.
Well, that was just the start. The washing all dried quite quickly, so it's all ironed and put away.
Blimey.
And I put some of my cushions and little knickknacks around the place.
Oh, yeah?
And my prayer plants on the shelves. Oh, it looks so cosy.
Great.
Now, I need to do a shop, but we can go to the supermarket together on Sunday.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I can call at the village shop for what I need tonight. Now, how does spaghetti with homemade meatballs and fresh parmesan sound?
Tasty.
Now, don't be late, or the pasta will get soggy.
Right.
Tell you what, give me a ring when you're setting off and I'll put the water on to boil for the spaghetti, so by the time you're home, washed and changed, it'll be perfect.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's great.
And tonight, we'll cuddle up, you and I, on the sofa and open our wedding presents together.
Annette, you've missed a bit.
Where?
Up a bit. Over to the right.
Here?
If you just move, you'll be able to see it in the sunlight.
Where?
On the right. Mm. Customers like a nice clean window.
Oh, dear.
Can I help you, Vicky?
I hope so. Do you do fresh parmesan?
We've got the ready grated sort.
No, it's not really the same.
It does the same job.
Oh, I can see it.
Perhaps I should rethink.
If you like. We've got some nice English cheeses.
Tom and Brenda brought us a veg box last night as a welcome home gift. I'm thinking teriyaki chicken with stir-fried vegetables.
Very exotic.
I don't suppose you have any soya sauce?
We have, actually. Oh. Yeah, it's on the shelf near the door with the vinegar and the brown sauce.
Oh, wonderful. Then that's what I'll make.
Oh, I'll get it for you.
Is that Mike's cup of tea?
Oh, very good, Susan.
Eh? No. I meant Mike. He's quite a traditional kind of man, you know, like my Neil.
Oh, I know. And I love those qualities about him. Between you and me, he's my rock.
Is he?
Mm. But at the same time, he's quite a risk-taker, you know.
So it seems.
Now, you should try your husband with something a bit more exotic from time to time.
I suppose you get in a rut as you get older.
We're not in a rut, thank you, Annette.
I just meant, you know, you get stuck doing the same things over and over.
I know what a rut means.
Stop digging if I were you.
Sorry. Here's the soy sauce anyway.
Thank you. I think that'll do for today. Thank you, Susan.
Right.
Well, I brought my own shopper.
Okay.
I hope you don't think I was implying that you were in a rut, Susan.
Didn't think about it at all.
Good. I just think it's good to expand your horizons, and Mike's loving the adventure.
Well, I don't think Neil needs his horizons or his waistbands expanding.
I love trying out new food.
And are you attached?
No. Well, Yeah, in a way.
Mm, on a very long bunger.
It's complicated.
Oh, and who is this boy who obviously doesn't realise how lucky he is?
Oh, it's Jazza. You know, who works with Mike. They do a sort of job share on the milk rounds.
Oh, the Scottish boy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's very cute.
No, if you like that sort of thing.
I've got the yoghurt, Susan. Sorry about the wait.
Oh, no problem.
Annette, would you give me a hand to get the ice cream, please?
Okay. Susan doesn't approve of me and Jazza because we're keeping it casual for the time being.
Oh, it's none of my business.
No strings. That's how we both want it.
Oh, we're not back on that subject, are we?
Well, Vicky asked.
It's the romantic in me, Helen.
Oh, I'll take a bottle of that Pinot Grigio, I think.
Just because I'm happy, I want everyone else to be as happy as me.
Oh, pass me a bucket.
Don't you approve either, Helen? He seems a real charmer.
I just think that if Annette wants more than Jazza's offering, there are plenty more fish in the sea.
Ah, she's right, you know, Annette.
Mm, maybe.
Oh, it may sound old-fashioned, but in my experience, it never does to throw yourself at a man.
Oh, you could have fooled me.
Well, that's it, I think. Thank you.
Right, that's £7.34 then, please.
And how about you, Helen?
Oh, no thanks. I can do without the complication at the moment. Mm,
there's no rush, is there?
Oh, no. If he's Mr. Right, he's worth waiting for.
You should try some of this ice cream, Vicky. It's gorgeous.
Oh, go on then.
I'd better give you this back, Susan. Oh, she's very good.
Yes, she is.
Right, this is the lot, Susan.
Okay, thanks.
Well, bye all.
Bye then.
Bye.
How did Neil get on with his pig producer, by the way?
Oh, Reese, he's called. Yeah, he came yesterday to have a look round and Neil said he seemed impressed.
Oh, good.
But then again, so did the other chap, so he won't get his hopes up. You know what he's like.
Well, there's no point, is there? Until you hear one way or the other. Mm. Right, well, I'll tell Tom. He was wondering. Mm. I've got to dash. More deliveries. See you later.
Yeah. See you.
Thanks, Helen. Oh, she's busy.
Mad, isn't it? Helen's rushed off her feet, yet here I am.
No, I'm not with you.
Helen, working in the dairy as well as the shop. I mean, Pat could have asked me to help out at either place, but she's never mentioned it. I wonder why.
Well, for the moment, you work here. So can you put everything back in the window for me, please?
Oh, look, Vicky's forgotten her chocolates.
Oh, no, they're not Vicky's. Lillian bought those earlier.
Oh, well, if she doesn't come back by tonight, I'll take them up to Home Farm for her.
Oh, that was lovely, Vicky. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Mm. Shall I put the coffee on?
Oh, hey, give us a few minutes for this to go down, love.
OK. Let me put this cushion behind your back.
Mm. Oh.
Oh. You're comfy?
Lovely.
Now, if you read out the names on the gift tags, Mike, mm? I can make a note of who gave us what.
Oh, OK.
Not that one, right. No. Let's open the big one with the gold bow first. I've been dying to know what's in there.
Oh, right, though. this is Caroline and Oliver.
Well, let's see. Mm-hmm. Oh, the cappuccino machine.
Oh,
great.
Fantastic.
Ooh, it's quite expensive, you know.
Oh.
Visitors.
Hello, it's only me.
Oh, Susan, come through.
We're in the sitting room.
Oh, you have made some changes.
Hello, come and sit down. Let me get you a coffee.
Oh, no thanks. I can't stop.
Oh, that's a pity.
I've got my swap club meeting.
Oh, if you're sure.
Oh, cappuccino machine.
Yeah, Oliver and Caroline, wedding prezzy.
Ah, lovely.
What can we do for you, Susan?
Oh, yeah. I just bought you a box of those luxury biscuits. Just a bit of a welcome home present.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I put them in the kitchen. Those are lovely figurines.
Celadro.
Mm-hmm. Looks a bit different in here, Mike, from your bachelor pad before.
Well, it feels more like a home now.
Oh, what a lovely thing to say.
And, how was the honeymoon?
Oh, we loved the Isle of Wight, didn't we, Mike?
Yeah, it was
it was quiet, but that's just how we wanted it, wasn't it?
Well,
very peaceful, relaxing, wasn't it, Mike?
Just a job.
Oh, good.
And how's Neil? I hadn't seen him today, and, well, we're stopping in tonight.
We've got all our presents to open. People have been so generous.
Oh, and with the trees, yeah. I don't mind saying I was quite touched.
Oh.
Well, Neil's had some good news, actually, at last.
Oh, yeah?
Reese, that's the pig producer who came yesterday. He rang just before tea. He's ordering 30 wieners a month.
Good stuff. Oh. Hey, I bet Neil's dead chuffed.
Oh, he is. And it was Chris who found this Reese for Neil.
Did he? How'd that come about?
Well,
he met Reese's partner when he was working at the stables in North Borsetshire. She got chatting to him and Chris gave her his dad's number to pass on. It was very quick thinking of him.
Good for Chris.
You sound very proud of him.
Oh, we are.
And he's a blacksmith, isn't he?
A farrier, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yes. It's quite a prestigious career. Lots of training. He had a graduation ceremony. It was in London, in Wesley's Chapel. It was a lovely day.
Oh, a very posh do, by all accounts.
Oh, yeah. And where's Brenda's graduation going
to
be?
I hadn't had time to talk to her about it. She gave me the ticket, but I hadn't had a chance to have a proper look at it.
Well, take it from me, Mike. There's nothing quite like the moment when they're called up to get their certificate or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll leave you to your wedding presents.
All right, Susan.
I'll see myself out.
Bye now.
Bye.
You didn't mention you'd got your ticket for Brenda's graduation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've forgotten all about it. What with work and this lovely supper and one thing and another.
No, I'd love to come too if Brenda will have me.
Oh, sorry, love. There might be a problem with that.
Oh, dear.
It's just that I know the students are only allowed 3 tickets each.
3?
Well, there's such a lot of them to graduate, you see.
Well, if Brenda would give me a ticket, oh, it'd be wonderful. I mean, it's such an important occasion and it'd be our first outing as a real family.
Yeah. Well, I'll have a word with her. See what can be done.
Gosh, I can hardly remember. Ham and pickle, I think, and beef and something, Mum said.
Uh-huh.
I think there's some steak and ale pie too, chocolate brownies, cherry tart, cold drinks, obviously.
Good grief, Alice, we'll never get through that lot.
You know what Mum's like, she gets carried away.
Oh, you say that again. A couple of ham and cheese sarnies and a piece of cake would have done the trick.
You can't tell me you aren't all hungry. What time did you start working this morning?
Oh, first light. That's when we started shifting bales. No, I'm not saying we're not hungry. In fact, I could practically go through that hamper on my own, but... No. Look at the sky.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We just can't afford to stop for that long.
Yeah, well, don't shoot the messenger, David.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just I'm a bit worried that we're not going to get it all in time.
Well, enjoy what you can. Mm. Hi, Mike! Adam can bring the hamper back.
Yeah, okay, and thank you.
Oh, Alice. How's it going, David? Yeah, you're depriving my bride of her beauty sleep, in a manner of speaking.
Oh, well, we're getting there. It's forecast rain, though.
Oh, I'll not hold you up, then.
No, it's okay. I'm just going to finish this pie and crack on. So how are things? How was the honeymoon?
It was all right, really.
Well, don't get too excited.
No, I know. Just a bit quieter than I'd imagine. Not a lot going on.
No.
Well, I mean, there was a bit of nightlife at Newport where we were staying and dancing a few nights in the hotel, but not much else once you're strayed a bit further out.
Oh. Oh, well, at least you got away.
Yeah. Well, booking so late, we was lucky to get in somewhere so nice, but I think Vicky would rather go somewhere a bit livelier for our main honeymoon.
Blimey, another honeymoon?
Later in the year.
Oh, it's all right for some.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'll let you get that. Right, time and tide and English weather and all that.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you later in the ball, maybe.
Yeah, see you, mate.
Hello, love.
Hello, handsome.
What are you up to?
I've just finished all the thank you cards.
Oh, well done.
You don't mind me signing them from both of us, do you?
Oh, no.
Oh, great. I'll pop down to the post office and get them sent. What about you?
I'm just off up to Grey Gables. Need a word with Roy.
And what time will you be back for supper?
6-ish, I should think.
Okie doke. See you then. Love you.
Love you too.
Hello? Anyone in?
Oh dear. Oh, Spirit.
Hi, Alice.
Oh, Annette. Do me a favour, would you, and help me catch Spearmint?
Oh, it's okay, boy. It's okay.
What should I do with these chocolates? They're Lillian's. She left them in the shop yesterday, but there's no one in.
Oh, put them on the windowsill.
Okay.
I need to round him up before he finds another way out of the yard and onto the road.
Oh, right. Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
Just
tell me what to do.
Oh, there you are.
Sorry, Dad. I couldn't get away.
No problems.
I had to call the doctor to one of the guests. A nasty bout of D&V.
Oh, dear.
I'll teach him to bring a dodgy kebab back here.
Oof, harsh.
Well, I ask you. Anyway, what's up?
Oh, it's nothing urgent.
What's the problem?
Well, you know Brenda gave us our tickets for her graduation due?
Yeah, what about it?
When we talked about it last night, me and Vicky, she said how much she'd like to come too.
Right.
And I'd love to take her, you know, go as a couple.
And you want me to give you my ticket for her?
Oh, I hate to ask, Roy. I know how much you want to go and all.
Dad.
Well, it'd mean a lot to her. What, to both of us?
Dad, you know I can't do that.
I know it's a difficult situation.
Look, I wish I could help out, but it means a heck of a lot to Brenda for me to be there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I can't let her down, can I?
No, I suppose not. It's just that Vicky's so fond of you all already, and she's loving being a step-mum and a step-grandma.
Yeah, I know, and that's great, but there'll be other occasions.
Yeah. It was just with this one being so soon after we got married. Seemed like the next step for her, if you know what I mean.
Well, I understand, but there's nothing I can do about it, Dad.
No. Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Look, and please, tell Vicky I'm sorry I can't help.
Yeah, I know. Oh, maybe I could have a word with Brenda. See if she knows of anyone on the course whose relatives can't come for some reason. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Or maybe she could explain to whoever's organising things that this is a special case. They might give her an extra one themselves.
I don't know.
Well, it's worth a try, isn't it?
Easy. Easy, boy. There. Good boy, Spearmint. Good lad, eh? Good boy. So, what happened? Why did you run off?
Oh, I don't know. I was trying to wash him and something must have spooked him. Oh, thanks for your help.
I really didn't do anything.
Well, I was glad you were there. I couldn't have managed on my own.
Oh, any time. I'm sure there won't be another one.
Oh, listen, I've been meaning to ask you to come out for a drink one night.
With you?
Yeah, I keep meaning to get your number. Then when I go to the shop or bump into Helen, I just completely forget.
Well, give me your phone, I'll put it in for you.
Oh, here.
Thanks.
I've got the memory of a goldfish, and he wants it back. I still see my old friends from college when I'm back here from uni. They're a great crowd. A good laugh, you'd like them.
Oh, that sounds brilliant, thanks.
There you go. Oh, okay, great. What about next week then? If I can get it organised.
Oh, flipping heck, Dad.
Oh, you could try.
Well, first off, everybody I'm friends with is using all their tickets.
What about other students off other courses?
How am I going to get in touch with them?
Oh, yeah. Fair point.
I don't even know what they're called, much less their phone numbers or where they live.
What about asking the organisers? Surely not everyone's relatives will be coming.
Most people will, family or friends.
What about foreign students?
I just don't know if it's possible to get extra tickets. They're like gold dust.
Well, wouldn't do no harm to ask, would it?
No, I suppose not.
It'd mean a lot.
Yeah, I know it would, Dad.
We'd be really grateful.
It's not about that.
So what do you think?
Okay. Leave it with me. I'll see what I can do.
You give them a call, then?
Yeah, okay.
First thing Monday morning?
I said leave it with me. I'll call as soon as I can. Come in, it's open.
Great stuff. Thanks, love.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Ellen. How's things?
Fine, thanks.
Good, good. I'll see you, love.
Yeah, bye, Dad.
You look how I feel.
Frazzled, frustrated, fed up.
Yep, all of the above. Huh.
So much for that Friday feeling.
Mm, tell me about it.
No, you tell me.
Oh, everything's just such hard work at the moment. I'm dashing about so much between the shop and the dairy. One of these days I'm going to meet myself coming back.
Why don't you sit down and open that bottle of wine?
Great.
And you can pour one out for me as well.
And if Annette checks her phone one more time for non-existent texts from Jazza, I swear I'll throw it through the window.
Oh, she's not still hung up on him, is she?
More than ever.
You must be tearing your hair out.
Well, that's exactly why I've called. Have you and Tom got plans tonight?
Nothing special.
Good. Well, I'm not in the mood for Borchester and there's nothing on TV. I feel like a quiet drink and a gossip in the Bull.
Sounds perfect.
Cheers, Fallon.
Oh, blimey!
Woof! You look like a drowned rat, Mike.
It's like a flipping monsoon out there.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, David, isn't it?
Hi, Vicky.
You got the combining done in time, then?
Oh, just. For once, the gods were smiling on us. Brian on the combine and Adam and I on hauling made a great team.
Good stuff.
What can I get you both?
Oh, that's very kind of you. I'll have a vodka tonic.
Right. And Mike, pint shires?
It certainly is. Cool. We ain't had a shires for over a week.
That's Chris and his dad, isn't it?
Yeah. Neil said he was coming in to buy Christopher a drink. We're finding him that Reese fella.
Yeah, I was talking to them a few minutes ago. Chris Carter, PR man. Hey, I never thought of it.
Oh, well, people can surprise you, can't they?
Look, come and join us. It's just myself, Adam, Brian for the moment, but Ruth's coming down later, and Pat and Tony.
Oh, thanks. And I'll just pop to the ladies.
Oh, you are, love. You know where we'll be.
I'll find you.
Hey, one blessing about this rain, though.
Oh, what's that then?
Well, if the heavens hadn't opened, Adam would have had us all out on the cricket pitch for extra practice.
On Friday night?
Yeah. Guys on the team are thinking of renaming him Mussolini, Macy.
Yeah, Roy said he'd been giving you all some stick.
Yeah, well, you've got to hand it to him. He got the result on Sunday against Darrington.
Roy said so, eh? Cracking game, it sounded like.
Yep, much to Alistair's chagrin and Jim's delight, of course. It's his favourite hobby, winding up his side.
Alistair must have the patience of a saint.
Well, he needs it. Fallon, when you're ready, please. Cute.
Oh, is Kenton in tonight?
Oh. He'll be in later, no doubt.
Oh, holding court.
No, drowning his sorrows, more like.
Oh, everything all right?
No, he's just had a knockback from the guy who owns Jack's.
Yeah?
Yeah, about his idea for turning Jack's into a bar.
Really?
Mm. It's a good idea, but there's no spare capital to finance any expansion, so he said, apparently.
Well, who can blame him with this credit crunch, eh?
Yeah, well, Kenton was really fed up about it.
I bet he was. I could just see him swanning about a bar. Bit of banter here with the blokes, turning on the charm with the ladies. Right up his street, that would have been.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to Jim. He said the same thing. The perfect barman, he called Kenton.
Yeah.
Yeah, if only my brother would decide what he wants to be when he grows up.
And Mum said Jim's railroaded Dad into taking him to look at another classic car next week, which is fine. Obviously, I wouldn't begrudge Dad a day off.
But it means extra work for you.
Not just me. It impacts on all of us. If Tom has to do extra milkings, then he has less time for packing veg for the shop, for instance.
Mm.
Well, you know what it's like if he comes home late and shattered. Oh, sorry, Brenda.
What?
I honestly didn't want to drag you here to listen to me moan all evening.
Oh, you've done the same from me.
Mm. Oh, here's Annette.
Oh, she's with Alice. It's all right. The coast is clear.
What?
You, scanning the pub for signs of Jazzer.
I just don't want to sit watching Annette throwing herself at him all night.
No, we can't have that.
This reminds me of what an idiot I must have made of myself when I was doing exactly the same thing. It wasn't so long ago.
What, with Ross from the Echo?
Oh, don't. If you remember it, then it was as bad as I thought.
Don't be daft. You're talking to the past mistress of cringeworthy courtship here.
We're a right
hi,
pair.
Hi,
Annette, hi. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Are you joining us?
No, thanks. Having a drink with Chris.
Okay.
And guess what?
Go on.
Alice has invited me to go out with her and her mates next week.
The people I was at college with, they're a really fun crowd.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
It was only Borchester. It's not too far away.
That's fine by me. Annette's a free agent.
Great. Come on, Alice. Let's go and drag Chris away from his dad.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Yes.
That news has really made my night.
You're easily pleased.
She never even mentioned Jazza once.
Hey, I wonder if there are any hot boys in this crowd of Alice's.
Great minds, exactly.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.